Well, good morning and welcome to our service this morning. Just a few announcements for everyone. First of all, just a reminder, the church again will be open Tuesday through Friday from about 9 to 1. And there is an offering plate in the foyer. The front doors will be unlocked if you would like to come drop off your offering or check your mailboxes, anything like that. As well as if you'd like to mail your offering, you can do that to our P.O. Box 65. If you have any other questions, you can call the church at that time or reach one of us pastors on our cell phones. Other announcements or things going on this week. This coming Tuesday at 8 p.m., the elders will be meeting to discuss what the plans will be for the next few weeks. And so be ready and waiting for an email of our plan there. As well as the deacons will be meeting on Wednesday at 7:30. To also discuss, go over what they need to. So if you need to get a hold of an elder or deacon before they meet, you can reach out to them as well. All right, our call to worship this morning will be from Psalm 96, and it'll be verses 10 through 13. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the Lord is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the fields exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness.
Good morning, and we do welcome you to our service and the opportunity we have of meeting long distance. We're going to be singing together. We also have a couple members of the praise team this morning, so there'll be a couple more songs that we invite you to sing along in your living room or wherever you're at. But our first song is number 59, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Number 59.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the skies, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
As we come for our prayer and praise time, just continually ask that if you do have a prayer request, either call me before our service starts on Sunday morning or text me, and that way we can include your prayer requests as we pray together. I know This week we enter into, with this being Palm Sunday, into Holy Week, and each of the days just ask that you meditate upon the work of Jesus. If you want, you could look at the last couple of chapters of each of the Gospels as they go through different aspects of Jesus' last week on earth. We do have a couple of requests. We continue to pray for Anita and George for their recovery. We also lift up the Glanzer and Hofer families with the passing of Bob Glanzer and Mary Hofer this week, as well as all those that are impacted in a very personal way with this virus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look to you today, we thank you that you are mighty, you are powerful, you are on your throne, that nothing in our world catches you by surprise. We may not always understand, especially now, what is going on. We don't always understand, and we tend to take a very personal aspect of why is this happening to me, to us, to our world. It is a reminder that we do live in a fallen world, that because of Adam and Eve's sin, way back at the very beginning of time, their choice has brought into this world sickness, disease, and death. Thank you that as we celebrate this most holy of weeks, the reminder that Jesus came to conquer sin and death, that it is through him that we find complete healing, not just for our physical bodies, but we find complete healing of our spiritual nature. We trust that because of that, you use us wherever we are at. Father, I do lift up the Glanzer and the Hofer families to you as they are dealing with the ravages of the COVID virus, of the adjustment of what this day and age looks like for a memorial service. Father, we thank you for their testimony, the hope that they all have in Christ, that they have now entered into eternity beside you. They have received their reward, and we do pray for the others that are dealing with this virus, that they would come to know you, find the hope that is in Jesus Christ. We lift up George to you, continue to ask that you would strengthen his body, protect him and his family. We thank you for their extended family able to come and help. But as they go through this time, be with both Donna and George. May they truly feel your love. May they be able to sense your presence. Father, we lift up Anita to you, that you would heal and give her strength. Help her with these headaches as she heals from her fall. We also remember those that are sequestered in both the nursing home, at the Courtyard Villa, other places that they need to shelter because of the virus going around, that you would be an ever-present help in their time of need. We understand that you have made us for relationship, and it is difficult to be separated. Father, we thank you for the era we live in, that we have technology that can reach through without getting one another sick. And so we do pray that we as your body would reach out to those that are shut in, that are dealing with health concerns. We thank you that you are not overburdened by the requests of us and everyone in the world, because you are mighty and your power is great. Father, we just ask that each one that is tuned in today would truly desire to follow after you, to serve you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love their neighbor as themselves. That is what you've called us to do. May we, through our time together, bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we also have our praise team, a couple of members of the praise team together. So we're going to come a couple of choruses, and we ask you also to join us as you sing at home.
A lot for some, but we know that God is still in control. We're told times throughout the Bible that, well, do not fear, but yet there's a lot of fear and a lot of panic going around. But one thing that we are told is to, well, pray continually. Well, in all things, give thanks, even though it's a little tough to do. Because we don't want to be thankful for when bad things happen, but we do know that God's in control, and we need to lift up our praises to Him. So that's what we're going to do this morning.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
service looks a little bit different now, being as we don't have a congregation full of people to sing back with us, but we hope that you were able to join and sing us from home or from wherever you are today. And we are short a few members of our group, but we're making do.
Light of the world. nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the privilege of worshiping you through song. We thank you for the reminder in these lyrics that you are near. We thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son. Thank you for his willingness to be obedient on the first Palm Sunday as he entered in Jerusalem, knowing what the week would hold for him, that he went anyway, because he knew it was the only way that our sins could be forgiven, that we could have a relationship with you. We thank you for that love. We thank you for the gift of salvation and the hope of eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.